The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holley, and Shannon Gross.
Friday, yeah. What was that Rebecca Black song? It's Friday. You're looking live at a gloomy and moist Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, where Christmas is in the air tonight, baby. The Christmas Spectacular.
Hey, Shannon, that's Nate.
Go ahead. Sorry, I broke it up. Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're 62 degrees. The high today is 64. The low is 56. And
that's Shannon. He's Nate. This is my boy Kurt in the back. We got Chris Beam keeping us on. I and some of the fans, some of the people don't like it. I call myself Zaddy. I call myself whatever I want to call myself. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of the Braille. People
feel us when we talk. These gladiators when getting ready to rock. Speak.
Each and every day we're brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Cook's going to take off for 3,000 yards.
All right, Kurt, what were we saying?
I don't even know now. Jesus Christ. Something about the Christmas thing starts tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope it doesn't get postponed by weather, but so far, is it still on, Chris? Do we know? As of now?
As of right now, yes, right. It is.
Call us, 888-855-2297. We're going to make it a point to get through calls today.
For real.
And I got a bone to pick with you before we start.
What did I do?
Great show yesterday. I really enjoyed the
show.
You
didn't listen. Yeah.
I did listen. You went after my man, Kurt. The beginning of the show, you said, Kurt, you just sit over there in your chair, and me and Jesse go talk about these players. I want you to grade them, not Kurt.
I couldn't do much grading anyway, so it was okay.
You did sit Kurt in the corner.
You did.
I am so sorry. Wow.
I mean, you my guy, but I mean,
I messed up.
My man.
I was so focused on these. Because I feel so sorry for Bryce.
I'm scared. I'm sorry, bro.
I couldn't add much anyway.
I mean, I got this call from this young, from this lady. You know, elderly.
Was it
About Kurt age.
The elderly lady about
I'm that lady that's very silent, but you didn't let my brother in on the show.
And then we just put him in the corner right at the beginning of the show, too.
I interrupted today. I messed up the vibe there.
You did not mess up the vibe at all.
So if you want to call in,
888-855-229. You know what? Listen, since we said we're going to do it, let's just go right to it.
Yeah.
Look at that. I was a poet and didn't know it. Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Let's go.
All right. Who we got, Chris?
We got Antonio in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Antonio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Well, first, I just want to say, you know how funny it was last year when everybody wanted to get rid of Zeke?
Mm-hmm. Jesse.
Now you got TP looking like Charmin right now.
Ooh.
here's my score for the game against the Carolina Pussycats. I said Dallas will drop another 40 burger, give Carolina probably about 3 points if Dallas defense is nice enough to give it to them.
40-3, huh?
Thank you, sir.
You know
appreciate
what? We're going to take score predictions. From
yeah, again, get the names where they're from.
Antonio,
yeah.
South Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you,
40-3, Cowboys.
Over the Carolina Kittens. All we ain't going to call them that other name.
Hey, thank you for the call,
thank
Antonio.
Thank you, Antonio.
We appreciate it.
Wow,
I'm
that was good and to the point.
Glad he did not pause because he scared me a little bit.
Scared me, too.
He did. I know we don't ever talk fantasy football, but I have
This is how we never get to more calls.
Would you start Dak Prescott against Carolina with they got a pretty decent pass defense, or Patrick Mahomes against Philadelphia this week? That's well, my dilemma.
Before you make that call, they will be out. They will be without J.C. Horn this weekend. The Carolina Panthers.
Ooh.
Marquise Haynes, C.J. Henderson, J.C. Horn, and Hayden Hurst are ruled out for this Sunday. Ooh. So that may go into your decision
that
as well.
It does a little bit, yeah.
So,
I think so.
Fantasy football.
Carolina don't have Philly's pass rush. So.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
But Philly does still at least have big play Slay, even though he's a little bit long in the tooth.
Yeah. So.
I'm taking Dak.
The role he's on right now, I think that's what I'm going to do, too. Yeah. I hate to sit Patrick Mahomes on the bench ever. He's one of those guys.
So I thought it would be Jesse messing up the calls. But
okay, back to the phones. Chris, who we – oh, by the way, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Anyone can call in except computer. I don't want to lose Jesse.
Yes.
I don't want to lose Jesse today. I had a heart-to-heart with computer. Jesse tried to tell him he can't listen to the show no more. And
I didn't tell him he couldn't listen to the show.
Can we
get the calls, man?
Let's not let him call today. It's Friday.
He did. See, this is what computer
does.
Let him
call on Tuesday.
Let's get to the calls.
All right, who we got, Chris? We got
James in Long Island, New York.
James, what's up, man?
Strong
hey,
Island.
What's going on, Shannon?
How Strong Island. Right. What's up, baby?
What's going on, fellas? You know, funny, Shannon, I got a similar thing in my fantasy league. I got Jalen Hurts and Dak,
Ooh.
But I'm starting Jalen Hurts. I'm 10-0 in the league, and we're basically clinched everything. You know, so it doesn't
bad
really
start,
matter
brother.
All that much.
I think it's a bad start. I think right now, look at Dak. It's rolling. This defense for Carolina is bad. Dak will have another 300-plus yard game, 3-touchdown game. I'm just saying.
Your lips to God's ears. I hope it's true. The reason why, if you look in fantasy purposes only, they're like sixth in like giving up yards and like all the stats to like quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know. So you know what I mean. So like, yeah. But you know, I know what you're saying, Jesse. I think he's gonna have a big game too. You know, let's kind of.
Has he swayed you to change?
What's your score?
When you're 10-0,
you're not going to change it. You know, until
right. you're no, you've been making some good decisions.
Okay,
what
yeah.
do you got?
Yeah.
What's your score?
I lost my tight end yesterday, Mark Andrews. That's good.
That's tough.
What's your score?
All right. I think this is my score, and I think I'm with you, Nate. We're going on this 5-6-game win streak, and I think the Cowboys, they're going to win 31-10.
31-10 Cowboys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, James.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling in, man. So you can
all
call
right, thanks,
it.
Guys, have a happy Thanksgiving. You know, to you guys too.
You too, man.
Thank you, man.
You too. Stay strong up there in
Long Island.
Long Island.
Did you ever get out to Long Island?
Nope.
No.
No reason to go to Long Island. Home of Danny Green, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So you can call in. But Nate's going to ask you right from the jump, what's your score? All right, good call. See you later.
No, I just want to get a few calls in. We've been neglecting the
fans.
We
have been. 888-855.
He feels some kind of way. Somebody reached out to him and told him that. Now you feel some kind of way. That's all right.
Yeah.
We run this show.
We got another one, Chris?
Yeah, we got Tyrone in D.C.
Tyrone in D.C., what's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We good.
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got the same thing in fantasy, Shannon. I got Patrick Mahomes and Dak. But I'm starting Dak. Let's not change.
All right, I'm with you. I'm going to roll. I'm going to roll with Dak. Yeah, you and Jesse talked me into it.
Yeah. Hey, Jess, man, my Lady Panthers, man, we finished pretty good this year.
Good.
Playoffs, made it to the playoffs. First round exit, but I want to shout out my archery team, man.
Archery team.
I coach volleyball and archery same season.
You black?
Yes, black brother. Yes, I teach in Southeast Washington D.C. My guy. Okay, so
archery.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
archery.
I applaud you and commend you because you're bringing
diverse
sports and athletics that are not normally brought up in those areas to prominence.
Yes, sir. Because
archery is not one that we
yes.
really get into.
Oh, no, I know. And the team that we played in the championship last night. And we came up a tad bit short. We lost by 135 points, which is an equivalent. It's an equivalent to losing by 3 in basketball. So it was close. But
so tell everybody you lost by 3. It sounds better.
Just say 3.
I got you, Nate. Nah, man. But I'm super proud of my kids, man. Like they showed up. and showed out, man. And Jesse, you're right, because the team that we played yesterday is not us, and we competed.
That's good.
And this is our third time coming up as runner-ups in the city. So since 2019, but we're moving forward, man.
Great job, so, Coach. I want to commit before you go on. I do want to commend you, Coach, because you know. No, don't laugh, Nate. This is serious.
I got some of them crack a joke when we get up there.
Because people don't realize like just how much. One, if you're in the school system, people on the outside most don't know. Teachers are not paid enough. They are not. No. They are for what they do and what they have to put up with. They are not paid enough. And then to go beyond and want to help these young ladies see themselves in a different sport that's not like what they're normally seeing, basketball, stuff like that. That's commendable. That's commendable, and it takes a lot of patience to definitely coach young ladies. That's a different level of patience to coach young ladies. So I commend you, Coach Tony, man, for all that you do.
Tyrone. You know you're in the hood.
Coach Tyrone, excuse me. But now I want to commend you, man, for what you do for these young ladies in the D.C. area, brother.
Yeah, well, volleyball is the ladies, but archery is co-ed.
Okay.
So it's boys and girls.
Okay.
So yeah. But man, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Score, Nate. I'm going 38-7.
Cool.
That's just off the top of my head.
Panthers.
But yeah, man. Shannon, start Dak Prescott. Don't play around.
I'm not. I got you. Yeah, all right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank y'all, man.
Thank you for the call, man. Thanks for what you do. You're right, Jesse.
Look. He wanted to see if you were here. He wanted to see if it was a spot available.
Drive by. Nick just ran by the window.
I know Danny and Church have already been on his back about these numbers that went into this whole thing, and I won't say nothing about 16, but.
Numbers.
Yeah, what did they do? The all-time numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all-time Cowboy numbers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who did it? Like, Nick did it?
That was a story done like 5 years ago, and for number 42, they picked Randy Hughes back in the 70s.
Barry Church had a problem with that.
Barry Church,
real bad problem with that. Yeah. Church, like, man, I gave my heart, my soul, and ran off to Jacksonville.
who was 16?
I don't remember. Was it Jesse Hall?
It wasn't.
I don't remember. I'd have to look up to see the old.
Who all?
16.
You know what? Look up and see who all the 16s were. That's a great question.
Let me dig that up here.
It was a quarterback. What was a quarterback?
Bleed
quarterback. It doesn't make a difference.
I'd like to know, though, before we get off the air at some point.
And can we get a call, man?
Don't forget your joke that you was cracking yourself up with when we
go. No. I wanted to get it while he was on. 113, let's go. Get him one more call. Let's go.
Chris, who we got?
This is Nate's way of saying he didn't come to work today.
We got Reggie in Hamburg, Germany.
Reggie in Germany? What's up,
sir?
Yo, what up?
You?
What's up? You in the service?
It's all good. It's all good. Listen, I love listening to you guys' program, man. You drop a lot of knowledge, have a lot of fun in the process, and it's just a joy to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What branch of the military are you in?
I'm not in the military.
You just live in Germany just to live in Germany?
Look, there's two reasons. You know, I'm from New York.
Okay.
And there's two reasons a homeboy leaves New York to come to Germany. It's
either a woman, or you run it from the feds. See, which one is it?
See, you got to know what I'm saying.
He said both.
good. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to shoot nobody up, man. So I picked a beautiful girl.
Just a club up. That's it.
There it is.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead on, my brother. Talk up.
All right, I got a quick question for y'all, man. I know that we know what Rush can do. We know what QB2 can do. What's the possibility of, in a situation where the game's well in hand, that we get a look at QB3 to see what he can do with live bullets? You know,
zero.
Live bullets are coming at him.
Zero.
Why is that?
Well, one, because he's an emergency quarterback, so he's only eligible to play if both of the quarterbacks in front of him are out for the whole game. So it would mean that they would have to now keep three. They would have to move him from emergency quarterback and actually give him a roster spot for that game day for him to be eligible to do that. Yeah, which means you would have to take another.
It's possible for them to do that.
Right. You would have to bench Cooper, have all three quarterbacks, or give a roster spot up for the game, a jersey up for the game.
And that roster spot's too valuable to do something like that, right?
You could just trade places with Rush for the day. Rush, you know, you put
you can
him
make
on
him the third string. Yeah.
No, brother. No. No, we got too many important games coming up. Call us back in week 15. We got too many important games. If you really want to see him, man, I'll tell you what I'll
do.
I'll try to get some film of him and Martavius Bryant catching passes and going balls in practice. Right now, we're in the middle of a run that need to be won, bro. Yeah. Thank you, though. Hey, what's your score?
Okay, no, just a quick question on that. Okay. Thank you for listening to me, and I hope you guys have a great weekend, and hopefully we win this game on Sunday.
What's your score?
Oh, my score. Oh, man, I didn't even think about a score. I'm like Nate on this one, just 1 point, man.
Reggie by one.
Give me one.
Is she cute, though?
Plus one.
Is she cute?
Very good.
Is she cute?
My girl?
Not me, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm not gonna pick no dog. Send us a picture.
Yeah, he went to Germany.
Don't send no picture. Don't send no picture, man. Your woman.
I thought it was Van Diesel
off the Furious. Furious 12 or something. I thought that was Van Diesel.
Don't listen to Jesse.
At Mr. Fourth and Long. Send us a picture.
No, I don't know. Don't do that. Don't do that, bro.
That man went from New York to Germany.
You love her.
She better be fine.
You love that woman. No, you love that woman. You went and followed that woman. Don't. Because Mr. Fourth and Long will be like, behind your back, like, wow, for real? Don't do that. Don't let nobody else judge yours, man.
Ain't no snapper good enough.
I thought this was really Van Diesel, man, running over there. You know how the Van Diesel them run from folks?
I will tell you this, Jesse. I do have a gorgeous daughter out the deal.
Yeah.
I want the daughter. I want to see what took you from New York across the water to Germany.
Don't listen to him.
Let's go to the
come
break.
On,
right, you know, go break.
Break. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you.
I can't ride with you on that one.
Why not?
We got to take one more call before we go to
y'all
break.
Y'all not curious about that?
No.
No.
From New York to Germany?
He likes her, and that's the only thing that counts.
Beauty's in the eye of beholder. I don't want to judge Reggie. If he sends a picture, then I'm going to be like, really, you did that? Or I'm going to be like, dang. And either way, I don't want to be like
that. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, either way, it's wrong.
Fire snapper.
You just mad because they ain't got trailer parks. They ain't got houses on wheels in Germany.
You don't know that.
They do. They be on the Autobahn running 100 miles an hour.
Look that up, Kurt. Let me get this Lenovo ThinkPad out.
Y'all don't know that. I may be trying to inquire myself.
Chris said we got to take one more call.
Okay. Who we got? Must be one of our foreign guys.
Donna and Peter in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Donna and Peter. Okay. This is our first. We've never had a tandem call.
I know.
It's like chat roulette up in here.
What's up, Donna and Peter? Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. I got through. Yay. Okay, I'm going to be short because I know somebody's going to hang up on me, Jesse. Okay, so I am diehard. We both diehard Cowboy fans here in Chesapeake. We are coming to when we're going to pay those Eagles back on December the 10th.
Yes, we're
coming all the way from Virginia.
Let's go.
Yes,
nice,
ma'am.
Nice.
Go ahead, baby. Talk. You can talk.
Okay, I want to see y'all, though. So you can't come visit?
Yeah. Yes, set it up. We're on at, 1 o'clock?
You got to take
Monday
the tour.
Monday through Friday.
You got to take the
take
tour.
Take the tour. And when you the take one the that tour. Gets you okay. right at this time. Make sure you check it at this time. Between what time?
We're on at 1 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
So about 12 o'clock. 12:30-ish.
Yeah. And tell them you want to go down to the studios and see Jesse.
Messing with Jesse
because
he's gonna be on the porch.
He's gonna be on the porch.
Just kidding, Jesse. Just kidding.
Hey, what's your score, young lady?
So my score is gonna be 28-7.
28-7.
Cool. You gonna what's got Donna and Pete?
Donna and Pete.
You gonna let Pete talk or nah?
Peter. He don't like Pete. You wanna say something, babe?
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Peter?
Just like that.
How are you?
We feel you, brother. She gonna do it all for you. We feel you, brother. We here with you.
Exactly. They're not ready for me because when they're not ready for a woman, I know the game. I follow it.
I hear you. Well, when you come by, we gonna make sure we
you just holler out your name. You in that. And have your sidekick with you.
Yeah. Knock on the window.
Knock on the window. Yeah.
Don't knock it in, but just knock on it.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Peter.
We got to keep that in mind, man. Wow, Jesse, that opened up to Pandora.
By the way, before we go to break, I typed in, are there trailer parks in Germany? All it says is, yes.
Yes. That's all it says. Yes.
But they call them, they're RV parks. They're not the real trailer parks. I got to do some more research. So, all right, we'll be right back on Hanging with the Boys. Wow. Out of control.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Fun Phone Friday on Hanging with the Boys. In each and every show, the second segment is sponsored by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com.
Got to give a shout out to my boy, Mailman Phil. Mailman Phil, shout out. He's a Cowboy fan and a Tar Heel fan. He sent in his score, said his mentals and his dentals are great. Did you?
Not yet.
All right. We'll check again on Monday.
Day Friday, man.
His score.
I have to the end of the month.
So put my boy Mailman Phil.
Mailman Phil?
Yep.
Okay.
Put my boy Mailman Phil.
Okay.
He's out in the road. He's a Tar Heel fan and a Dallas Cowboy. His score, he getting back the points that you won, Nate. 52-10.
Woo.
Cowboys win. Shout out to my man.
That's a lot of points.
Mailman Phil.
All right. And Chris, what's the pod pick this week?
Defensive score.
Defensive score. So I'd like to give a shout out to the only two people that got it right last week are both part of this show.
Yep.
One of them's in here patting himself on the back.
One, two,
and the
three.
Other one that
pat yourself on the back, Chris.
I am right.
Yeah.
Yes,
put yourself on the screen, Chris.
Put yourself on the screen, Chris.
I gotta move some stuff up.
He's like, let me get this beer out of my hand real quick.
Put my shirt back on.
And they both picked what?
Sam Williams
as the first sack of the game.
That's right.
Either side
Who picked
of the ball.
That? Me?
Boy, please.
Jesse and Chris Beam. What is it again this week, Chris? Defensive score.
They go out, boy. Pat yourself on the back.
Pat yourself on the back.
Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
Chris.
Good seeing Chris. Good seeing you. All right, first defensive score could be interception, fumble. That's a tough one because there may not be one.
Yeah, it will.
Okay. All right, who's your pick, Nate?
Jason Ferguson.
He's offense.
Ooh. I don't care. I'm picking Jackson Ferguson for everything.
Nate's.
Why do you always go play defense and then
Sky, man. Jason Ferguson, baby.
Who you got, Chris?
Oh, geez. I just learned about this like a minute ago.
All right,
ago,
well, think about it. So do we. We'll come back to it at the end of the show.
Nick was calling me when I'm trying to get all these phone calls. And that's I was like, Nick, I got to call you back.
You got a lot going on back there. So question for you based off of one of our last calls. I forgot what it was. I had it in my head. It was, what were we talking about?
Zaddy.
Oh.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. Trailer parks.
Trailer parks.
RVs.
I know what it was, because we were talking about backups and things
like that.
Why
I didn't want him to send a picture of this girl? I want to see what this woman looks like. That doesn't
You already said have problems with film. Hey,
wait a second.
Photos. I don't want it to start.
No one said that. Why are you still on it?
That's why you're not on Instagram.
Stop, man. Bite the eyes,
Jesse.
Yeah, so I'm trying to help
you. That does not intrigue you?
No.
At all.
See that? Stop. Let's move on. Now.
You can't win. You're either going to dog it.
Or you're going to hit on her. And then if you say something bad about it, I'm not going to not say something out loud. Do not do that. Do not send a picture of your woman unless you know she's dynamite.
Reggie, don't do it.
Do it. Don't do it.
That's why Jesse's not on Instagram.
I'm thinking like tall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Dark. Dark hair, dark complected.
I'm thinking blonde hair.
You think blonde?
You're thinking blonde too? Really? That's why we boys.
Look this up. Man, this search history today.
Hey, you see what I'm saying? You're not thinking nothing.
No, man.
Blonde.
German.
I'm thinking like former volleyball player, like German. High jumper or like pole vaulter. Triple jumper. Like what do German athletes do?
Man, everything.
Right? Like maybe figure skating.
Yeah, yeah.
They're more of like downhill skiing.
Sure, that too. Right?
Oh, this is going to take me a while to research, but hair color by country, 2023, world popular. All right, I'll do some research in the break. Let's take another call.
We got a lot of research going on.
Let's get a call. Let's get a call, man, for Jesse, right, man, cost us.
Who we got?
We got Rio in Wisconsin.
Rio in Wisconsin. Okay. Go for it.
What's up, gentlemen?
How you
What's
doing, up? Sir?
I like that name. That's a cool name.
Well, my name is Mario, but everybody calls me Rio.
I still like it. Still cool.
Because I had questions. Oh. I'm like, wait a second. Rio, that to me gives Hispanic descent.
Do you want a picture?
I do want a picture. How'd you end up in Wisconsin? How did you end up in Wisconsin? Like, you know, most people of the Hispanic descent don't end up in cold Wisconsin. They don't even like sausages. You know what I'm saying? Bratwurst.
Moms and pops brought me here. We made it this far. We could stay. So we good. I'm surrounded by all these cheese heads. So I'm a Cowboy fan through and through.
Where are you originally from?
Your parents.
I'm from Wisconsin. Yep, I'm from Wisconsin. His parents.
No, you're from Wisconsin. Mexico.
Yep.
Okay.
Mexico.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm originally from Mexico.
You're not. Your Mexico trips. You're not going to talk about your Mexico trips.
That's very
unique.
You don't hear a lot of Mexican descent first generation in Wisconsin. That's a very random.
So I'm saying.
That's a long way to go.
Send a
into
picture.
Some cold weather.
Why I come here?
Hey, it's 40 degrees out today, so yeah, it's cold up here.
It's too chilly for me.
Well, why I can't be from Mexico?
Why would you?
You can't.
Because you're from Florida.
Sorry, we're having an internal conversation.
Go ahead. We're sorry, Rio. What's up, brother? What you got, man?
I just want to wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. We're going to eat them up, bro.
Protect yourself with loved ones, close around, and just be thankful that we have Cowboys football right now. For however long this ride may last, at least we got it now.
Amen.
So enjoy it. Enjoy your food. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. And most importantly, enjoy this Thursday football game.
Score.
So, what about this Sunday, though? You skipped right over this game, huh?
Score.
The score, I got 34-12 Cowboys all
Rio.
Quarter hats are back out. Everybody's resting.
Rio on drones.
We're resting all, waiting for Thanksgiving next week, Thursday, when them Commanders come in.
Nice.
All right. Hey, man, thanks, Rio, when I think of it, I think of a Western. Don't worry about it, bro. I got you covered.
That is a good question, though, that Rio brings up, is that you're playing a bad team Sunday. You got to turn right around and play Thursday. Do you do anything differently to – keep guys rested?
Just change
the
oil.
You beat the brakes out of these jokers. Seriously.
And then change the oil.
You beat the brakes out of these jokers and you sit guys.
Check it or change it?
Change the oil.
Okay.
You'd sit them any earlier than the fourth?
If you can.
Yeah. All right, so question off of that question. Question off of question off of question. Do you, as a coaching staff, because this team is so bad, I know you wouldn't talk about it in front of your players because you wouldn't want to have them look past this game, but are they having conversations about, okay, if we get up by 30 in the fourth quarter, here's the guys we're sitting, here's the guys.
100%. The players or the coaches?
Coaches.
100% they're having this conversation.
Do they do that most weeks, or is it like?
No, because this week, this upcoming stretch is a very unique week. They're talking about practice, what guys need rest. They're checking the GPS trackers and all that kind of thing. You know, they got the trackers they have. They're checking all of that because you have to – don't give me that face, Nate. You have to look at – we have a game Sunday, game Thursday, right?
Yep.
And on the tail end of that, Seattle's not going to be an easy just
– that is the game.
That's going to be a physical football game. Mm-hmm. Like, however you – Seattle's going to want to run the football. That's good. Any team that decides that we're going to run the football, that's a team that's based their identity on physicality, right? So how can I prepare myself for the tail end of that and then come out of that and be ready to take on another physical football team? I have to start looking at every possible scenario. If we get up here, who are the guys that need the rest? Who are the guys who are dealing with certain ailments? Who are the guys that we need to see get some more reps? These are all internal conversations that these coaches have to be having at this point in time, because you're coming into the stretch, the tail end stretch of the season, where you get into late November, December, where everybody's beat up. So how is it that we can strategically figure out ways? They've already said, Tyron, you don't practice during the week, right?
Right.
At least the padded stuff.
They checked this GPS. They thought it was in the grave.
Yeah. But now you have to start looking at those things. Okay, you know, there's been this conversation via Twitter that's been brought up by Brian Broaddus of, is Micah wearing down? Is he slowing down?
No.
I'm not saying that he is or he isn't. Right? I'm not saying that he is or he isn't. But this is a conversation that has to be happening, because last year he did wear down.
He wore down three times this year. 49ers, Philadelphia, in this last game.
So as a coach,
worn out three times.
You're looking up and you're saying, how can I keep my players as fresh as I possibly can? Because your tail end of the stretch is Philly, Buffalo, Miami, Detroit. Philly's going to be physical. Miami's going to be speed. You're going to have to find a level of physicality going up to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And just, I know that Buffalo isn't playing well.
They're going to be playing for their playoff.
Yeah. I thought about this on the way in today. Don't think for one second, because everybody's competitive in this league, Josh Allen's not going to forget the comments that Trayvon Diggs said. He's not. He's going to take that game very, very.
Even though he's not going to be on the field.
He's taking that game. Oh, you think 14 should come to Dallas?
Watch this. Hold my beer.
Watch this. Now, he may have an interception or two in there, but he's going to look at that game and go, oh, so you think that, so your brother, I didn't become nice till your brother got here? These are all the things that you said. Okay. I'm not saying that Buffalo's going to win, but Josh Allen's going to circle that game even more so now, because he goes, okay, cool. Fine with me. Let's see.
Before we go to break and then take some more calls after, Germany is almost exclusively blonde.
Come
with
on.
The coastline along the Baltic, somewhat darker hair. Mm. Here's an interesting
fact. Baltic.
What about darker the height? Hair. Do the height. She's probably tall.
That's another research. I'm about to do that after the break. Red is the rarest hair color in the world, and the country with the highest number of redheads is Scotland. Approximately 13% of those living in
what
Scotland.
What do you mean? Yes, sir. You've never been to Scotland. You've never been to Scotland.
I've been
you've
to Scotland.
Never. You I've don't been like to Ireland. Fly.
When? I've been to when I played for the Cowboys, I did a five city 10 day. I've virtually been everywhere. How do you think think I don't like these places? The only place I ain't been is Africa and Russia, and I ain't going. And China. I ain't going. Well, I've been to China. It was Japan. We played the football game.
Wow, that's a whole show by itself. Nate's world travels.
Yeah, I mean,
if you saw the picture, you might
swear. I've been places, man.
No, I'm playing Miss Michelle.
People look at me and be like, you got to sound over well over 380. So, you know, when people saw me, they was like,
It's like we didn't have enough buffet food for him.
This is not a human. That's what it is.
Two seats for him on this plane. Two seats.
We will be back with our predictions and more phone calls on Hanging with the Boys.
Two.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter.
Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the People Show, Hanging with the Boys. And the third and last segment of each and every show is brought to you by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Does Jigsaw reach to Germany?
That's a great question. We can probably find that out. Maybe not. Maybe might not have enough time in this show, but I bet.
Can we get one or two more calls? I mean,
good
that would
God,
be nice,
Nate,
man.
What are you on a mission? Did somebody tell you we weren't taking enough calls?
Nate decided I'm not working today, so I'm just going to take all the calls I possibly can, so I can cruise control. Nate, Friday has become the fourth
Nate
quarter.
Was on another show today.
Yeah,
who was on another show? Mm-hmm. I dare Jesse to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had to. They only had two people, and then I got a call from the boss.
Yeah. Hey, the boss never calls me for that. He never.
But the show that I was on, I don't think he would.
Mickey, you on Mickey?
Yeah.
You'll get on with him.
Okay, yeah. Back to our question about height. The average American female is 5'3.5". The tallest country.
Hey, I like that.
The tallest country as far as female height is Russia. Bosnia and Herzegovina.
And is that in Russia?
Herzegovina.
Eastern Europe.
5'7.5". Y'all aren't even listening to me. Chris, who's on the phone?
Nobody. Like, we want Russia.
We'll just ask this guy. It's Mo and Kuwait.
Hey! What's up?
Oh, good. I hope you guys enjoyed that Wingstop lunch. I was gonna tell this. The Cowboys win. Every time the Cowboys win, I'm gonna send you guys a Wingstop lunch Friday. But I'm looking at the schedule.
And, you'd be broke.
How about if they beat Philadelphia and if they beat Seattle?
When we beat them?
When we beat them. But, back a couple of shows ago, you guys were giving away something for Mike McCarthy on his birthday. I think if I give him something, it'll be a three-year extension on his contract.
Ooh. He'd definitely like that.
Six straight wins.
Because I think this is the first year that Mike McCarthy is really the coach of the Cowboys after we let Kellen Moore go. The other thing is, do you still go to Schoonmaker in the coming games, because looks like he's good for blocking, but he's been, his drops are more than his catches. That's the only question I have now. And I think that the Cowboys will, you know, I don't like to predict scores. Most of the time, I'm always wrong. But
so don't do it. Don't stick with yourself. Stay with yourself. Stay within yourself. They'll never play without you. Yeah.
One point.
All right.
Thanks, Mo. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mo.
And thank you for lunch, Mo. That was very nice of you.
Jesse tried to hold on to that money, but he fine. I'm glad you stayed on top of it.
It's all about scheduling, man. It is. It really is, man. Like, I got to come all the way from the south, all the way up north, pick it up. And I like to – here's the one thing about me. Like, when I give food or anything like that, I like to serve it hot because I like my food hot.
Bro, you just hit the
I just
want to
make sure that
you hit the fat man right in the heart right there,
but
bro.
To answer Mo's question, I'm done going to Schoonmaker. And the good thing is we might not have to anymore. Peyton Hendershot, he's in that window of returning, so you'll get Peyton Hendershot, and now you get a moving in the right direction, Ferg. I won't even put him back on the field.
So if you're like that, so your mindset is like that with Schoon, how are you feeling about Gallimore?
Neville?
No, excuse me, Gallup. Michael Gallup, excuse me. How you feeling about Michael Gallup and his inconsistencies?
Yeah, Mike McCarthy is showing you what he feels about Michael Gallup.
Okay.
Look at the reps. Look at the snaps. Okay. His snaps are going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. When you start seeing Jalen Brooks and Jalen Tolbert getting more snaps than Michael Gallup, again, I think we said it early this week. They gave Michael Gallup kind of, you know, Dak was like, that's my homie, that's my dude, you know. Hey, listen, just go out there and run goal. Run a go. I'm going to throw it up there to you. We're up so much. I'm going to get you one. I'm going to get you one. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw my boy a bone. Okay. And that's what he got. He played in the fourth quarter. Like, he's been relegated to that role of, we're not basing this thing around you anymore.
All right, let's go to our last call before we give you our picks and some heights around the world. Who we got, Chris?
We got Daquan in Virginia.
I know Daquan black. You ain't got to tell me. I know he black. I know he ain't in Russia. What's up, Daquan?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I know Daquan black. If he was white, that would have been
he scared you for a minute, though, didn't he?
I thought he was going to be like, uh-oh. If he'd be like, hi, how are you? I'd be like, we got a white Daquan in Virginia. Nah, what's up? What's up, D?
Hey, man, I got a hot top fade. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kid and play.
Like Duncan Pendyhue.
That's all I want to hear Sunday, man, is that here we go. I want the crowd quiet enough so we can hear that loud and clear, man. I'm going to go ahead and start off with my score, 38-13. That's what I think it's going to be. I think we need to lighten Pollard's load a little bit. Give him about 15, give Rico about 10, and then sprinkle in the white boy. What's his name? Hunter Lipke.
See what you started, yeah, Jesse. See what you started.
Sprinkle him in there. Sprinkle him in there. And I was looking at a crazy stat. Tony Pollard hasn't scored since week one. Is that right?
Yes. That's
wow. For real?
Doesn't have a 100-yard game since week three, I think. Oof.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would like to see him get back right. And I like to see Micah get back right. A little less pouting, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more
action.
Yeah, a little bit more action, yep. And I like to see him get his first interception. I was looking at that, too. Micah hasn't had an interception before, so I'd like to see that.
All right. Yep.
But that's my score, 38-13. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and wrap it up. Oh, and one more question. Who's in charge of the sounds from the sideline clip that's always posted every week that we went?
His name is Alex Lilly.
I don't think he posted one this week, so I need y'all to get at him for me.
Okay, Chris.
It's on there. It's on there.
We just talked. Yep. We looked at it.
Must have been late. Must have been late. Okay, all right.
It was late Tuesday.
Yeah, go find it.
It's always on Tuesday.
Go find it if you don't.
All right, man.
Hit up Chris on Twitter.
Oh, Kurt, he going to stay on top of it.
Appreciate it, Daquan.
Yeah, man. All right.
We'll see you. All right.
We literally just talked about the sounds of the
We slide. Did, but he said, no, I wasn't going to go against one
it was
of our
in
fans.
In the break when we talked about it.
I was in a break?
When you and I talked about it.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, went on the air. That's the problem with our show. We can't distinguish. We can't distinguish between what's on air and what's off.
I don't understand.
We go to break.
We stress Chris out. We stress Chris out so much in the back. If y'all can hear him saying, Hold on. Here we come. We're coming back. We're coming.
If you hear the return music or at the beginning of the show, it goes longer than it's supposed to. It's because Nate won't put his damn earphones on.
And we're talking.
And Chris is going, stand by.
Where we go?
I got to be quit being so descriptive because Jesse was saying something that made sense. Nah.
Oh, it's funny.
Give me that look,
man. I just want you guys to say something bad on the air.
Yeah, we don't want to say that bad on the air either.
I'm trusting you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Massive dump
your
button.
Your future is in our hands. Our future is in your hands.
Do we have a dump button?
No. Derek will be at his desk like this.
Derek calls me and goes, yeah, can we edit that out?
That before you post it?
We'll pull everything down, we'll edit it out, and just repost it.
No live version of that, please. Yeah. All right, let's go around the room. Chris, let's start with you. What's your pod pick and what's your score?
All right, looking at the pod picks, I get to see everybody else's. I'm going to go with D-Law.
D-Law.
Law.
Okay, what's your score?
I'm going to go 42-10.
Mm. 42-10. All right. Is Jazz back there?
She is not.
Oh, man. All right, Kurt.
I'm going to go with our caller. It's time for Mike. Mike is going to – he's got a prove-it game coming up.
Defensive touchdown for Micah. All right. Yeah. What's your score?
Cowboys 42-7.
42-7 or 40-7?
42-7.
42-7. Nate.
51 zip.
Ooh. Wow.
You're 100 points, aren't you?
I need my 100 points, man.
51 zip. Who's your defensive touchdown?
Jason Ferguson.
Defensive.
Jay Ferguson.
Okay, Ferguson, we'll play your game. All right. Jesse.
I'm going to go in the trenches.
Okay.
Low scoring. No. I'm going to go strip sack.
Oh, defense. Okay.
And then give me Neville Gallimore.
Wow, big Gal.
Yeah.
Like
big man ball. Big as my boy Swagoo would say, big man balling.
Yeah.
Right. Big man balling. My score is going to be
51.
38-6.
Why are you giving him 6 points?
Two field goals.
Why are you giving it to him? Well, I mean, why? What brought that on? Just being generous?
Yeah, fourth quarter.
Nobody.
Couple rushes in there.
Right. Okay.
A couple field goals.
What'd you say, 38?
You know, early in the game, we don't normally always start out as well. Teams can drive the ball down the field, but then we like, all right, let's play football now, and then we tighten up, they kick a field goal, then they get another field goal late.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that worries me about this game. The only way I think they can lose this game is if they're flat.
Shout out to the good bros.
If they're flat. Hey, you don't come on for 13 more minutes. You let us. We can ramble as long as we want to. Nui out there slapping his watch. If they come out flat and they correct it, I still don't think they lose. But if they stay flat the whole game, I think that's the only way they lose this game.
You picking the Panthers?
No, I'm picking the Cowboys.
Because I mean, everybody got these dudes losing about a minimum of 8 touchdowns. Yeah. And you can tell them, see, that's the Dallas Cowboy fan right there, Jess. Right there, Kurt.
35-10, and I'm going to go with the easy one. I'm going to say De'Ron Bland.
All right.
Low-hanging
for
fruit.
Low-hanging
fruit. No imagination, Jess.
Jazz,
no.
Get her. What's
get
her
Jazz,
score?
What's and up, Jazz?
Pick.
Jazz, what's your score?
Screamed, and then he hit the mute button.
There you go, 35-14.
35.
What's up, pod pick?
14. She have a pod pick? The highest average height of females in the world, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Oh, she said D-Law, too. So
Dinaric Alps.
Dinaric Alps.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Netherlands at 5'7" and Montenegro at 5'6.5". And then, if you want to flip it, this is where I need to go.
The shortest?
The shortest. Coming in at...
Pygmies.
Coming in at 4'10.5", Guatemala.
I knew there was. I knew it was going to be a South American.
Yeah. Guatemala and Bolivia are both
Dominican
4'10.5". Bangladesh.
Who had the fattest women?
And Nepal, which my buddy Jim. You know my buddy Jim. Have you met Jim?
Yeah.
He's like 5'8", 5'7". He's in Nepal, and the average height of men over there is 5'4". So
want to see the fattest women? Go down to San Antonio. That what y'all.
No.
Jesse, we gotta got to end your CNA.
That's Jesse. John Bachman said that. I ain't say that. Good job,
Chris. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company.
Down there. Oh,
no. Josh, thanks for keeping us on the air. Brother Will, come see us. We will see y'all on Victory Monday.
You're looking good in them jeans.
When the Cowboys beat them Panthers in Carolina.
Hey, Reg, send that picture, though. We want to see.
See you Monday.
Don't do that.
Don't do it, Reg. Bye.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!